Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet.
Announcing judgment in the case of Roggeveen versus Shiffman. In the matter of custody of the child, Ari Roggeveen.
Hey, Bob, Zion.
We understand that the marriage has broken down irretrievably.
Het, Tet, Yod. The 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
Body of Glass by Marge Piercy.
The panel has decided to award custody of the child to the father, Joshua Roberts.
Dramatized for radio by Micheline Wandel.
The mother, Shira Shiffman, is to have regular access to the child.
With Eleanor Bron as Malka, Penny Downey as Shira, and Kieran Hines as Yod.
In the beginning was the Word, but even before the Word there was the alphabet, the sounds and signs from which all our languages are made.
I have been informed that Joshua Roggeveen has been posted to Pacific platform for a period of 2 years.
In our world, the world of artificial intelligences and languages, the world of vast spaces which we can cross at the flick of a digit, in our world, we are both matter and magic.
The judgment on custody stands. The child will go with the father. The judgment will be reviewed again in 2 years, in the year 2061.
Ari!
No, Ari!
I told you not to marry him, Shira.
Oh, do me a favor,
Malka. It was a lousy idea.
In Yakimura Stikin, most people get married. There's pressure here. It's not as free as in Tikva. Besides...
Yes? Besides what?
Well, I love Josh.
You felt sorry for him.
And I loved him.
You thought you loved him.
You just don't understand what he went through. One of the few survivors of a nuclear conflagration that burned the Middle East off the map. He had nobody.
That's no reason to marry.
It made sense for us to marry. Two Jews living in exile. We had a lot in common. And I thought I could make him happy.
And what about what makes you happy?
Oh. Please, Marcus, just lay off. It's bad enough losing Ari.
Oh, damn. Look, Shira, I'm sorry. I get upset. I get angry. I'm not angry at you. You know that.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I can appeal.
Oh, for the love of God, that will do you. It'll take them 2 years to process the appeal, and by that time, Ari will be back in YF.
Well, I can't sit around and do nothing.
Come home, then.
What?
Come home to Tikva. We need your help.
I've got a job here.
Oh, yes. I can see how much they appreciate you. You've been stuck on the same grade for 3 years. Josh has a higher tech rating than you. Why do you think he was awarded custody of Ari? You don't owe them any loyalty.
And what would I do in Tikva? I wouldn't be much use to you. I've never been very interested in cybernetics.
You come home and work with Avram. He's got a project that's just up your street.
What's he working on?
Come home and find out.
I'm not sure.
If YS had wanted to keep you, they would have awarded you custody of Ari. Am I right or am I right?
You're right, Malka.
Good. Then come home.
Home is Tikva, the place where Shira, my granddaughter, grew up. Tikva is a free town in a world where the huge multi-corporations now rule. In this world, once upon a time, isn't that how old stories begin? I'm half artist, half scientist, and I know that much. I've been telling stories for 50 years, as a mother and as a grandmother. For the first time, the story is my own. I lie here alone in my own huge antique bed, with the scent of narcissus coming in from the courtyard, waiting for Shira to return. I lie awake, sensing the danger gathering around us in this fragile modern ghetto, this world of ours which is such a mixture of the human and the mechanical. It's changed beyond anything I imagined. I was born in 1978, 72 years ago. I remember after the famines and the plagues at the end of the 20th century, the oceans rose over the rice paddies, and the great plains dried up and blew away in dust storms that darkened the skies and brought early winter. 2 billion people starved to death. Into this chaos moved the giant multi-industrial corporations. For survival, they built safe enclaves for their citizens. This made it easy for them to control the world's population. Except for a small number of free towns, like Tikva. Here we keep some of the old ways, a mixture of Judaism and Shintoism. We enjoy the scent of peaches and yellow tulips, the tang of manure, the taste of food grown in the earth still. Now, the largest multi of them all has launched a campaign to take over the free towns. Tikva is one of the few left.
Yeah. My darling.
Malka, how are you?
I'm well. It's good to see you. You look thin.
You look exactly the same.
I am exactly the same. A little grayer, maybe. Your room is ready for you. Here, oh, come and sit down. You must be starving.
Mmm, what a smell.
Don't burn your mouth. It's hot. Here.
Oh, Malka.
Nothing. No questions. Eat your soup. Tomorrow you can ask whatever you like. Tomorrow we're going to the opera.
Tikva is built on a hill overlooking what was once the pure ocean, now contaminated with toxins and radiation from unprocessed industrial waste. We live under a synthetic wrap which shields and protects us. Ever since survival has meant living in covered worlds, our systems of communications have changed. Every child in Tikva can hook into a network of information just by placing a plug into a socket in their temple. Our city is protected by a cybernetic base which throws an electronic defense around us, an army of computers and sensors instead of an army of people. In this world of artificial intelligence, a world of vast spaces which we can cross at the flick of a digit, we are still vulnerable. Our freedom is at stake.
Your business, please?
It's Malka. I have a visitor for Avram. He's expecting us.
Of course. Please come in.
Thank you, Yard. It's good to see you.
And you, Malka. I will accompany you to the laboratory.
Malka, why does Avram have a security guard?
You'll see.
A visitor for you, Avram.
Shira, my dear.
Avram, it's good to see you again.
I was very sorry to hear about Ari.
Yes, I'm going to appeal. I can do it from Tikvar as well as from YS.
Well, you know how delighted Malka and I would be to have your boy here.
Since when have you been so interested in children?
Give me a break, Malka. We have important things to talk about. Shira, sit down. I've been following your work. It's very impressive, you know.
Oh, thank you. And you, Malka, is very mysterious about your current project.
Well, it's a little delicate. Secret, in fact.
Oh, is that why you have a security guard?
A security guard? Oh, I see now. He's not a security guard. No, he's my project. Yard is my project.
Yard?
Yes. Shira, this is Yard. Yard, meet Shira, Malka's granddaughter.
Pleased to meet you. Father, what shall I call her?
Father? He is your son?
Not exactly. Yad is a cyborg.
Oh. Are you telling me that this... I don't believe it.
That's right.
Touch him, Shira.
Him?
Go on. Touch his hand.
Well, I...
Go on.
Okay. It's warm. It feels warm. It's just like human skin. A little dry... Oh, it reacts. It flinches slightly to my touch. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize, Shira.
This is incredible. What are you going to do with it, Avram? Sell it to the Maltese?
Certainly not. Well, what do you think of him?
He's fascinating. The eyes move almost naturally, as if they can see. From outside, the programming looks very good indeed.
I've never seen anything like it. Presumably you've applied the technology of human implant to the procedure.
How much has Malka told you?
Nothing at all, Avram. I've left it to you.
Good. Recently, Tikva's communications network has come more and more under attack from information pirates.
What do they want?
Not hard information, as far as we can tell. But everyone in Tikva hooks into the net. Children for schooling, adults for recreation.
Embedded in a base, plugged in, a person is vulnerable to mental warfare. The neural pathways that travel into the brain can be burned out. The mind can be forced into a catatonic loop. The brain can simply be shocked to death like an electrocuted rat. If information pirates break into a base, they can set traps.
The same tactics we use on the other three towns.
But surely Malka's job, creating security networks within cybernetic...
Up till now, no one has managed to break through my defense systems. Recently, though, there have been a number of accidents among our operatives.
We believe the pirates have found a way to roam freely around the net. We need a more sophisticated backup defense system. An unknown quantity. That's where Yacht comes in.
I see. But what is his... the cyborg's function exactly?
Yacht has extensive cybernetic, mathematical, and systems analysis programs. He has up-to-date scientific knowledge of unprecedented breadth. He's also programmed with world history, 40 languages, the intricacies of the Talmud and the Torah.
Why on earth the Talmud?
Avram is a sentimental old fool.
I don't wish to offend the people of Tikva. For some, the old Jewish traditions are still important. Yad has been created to defend us all.
Is it programmed to kill?
If necessary.
I thought it was the law that all robots should be programmed to self-destruct before they harm anyone.
Yad is not a robot. He's a cyborg. His programming is not merely mechanical and scientific.
You keep referring to him as he. Surely it's not necessary to anthropomorphize.
Excuse me. It is correct to refer to me using pronouns of the male gender. I am not a cyborg such as my predecessors were.
Yad is the tenth I've built.
Yad? The tenth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, see?
The other nine malfunctioned. Their capacity for destruction could not be controlled.
So this time he called me in on the software. I have provided, if you like, the human dimension to Yad's construction.
I am a fusion of machine and laboratory created biological components. I think you should also explain that I'm anatomically male, Father.
What? Why on earth create a machine with the characteristics of gender?
Well, I felt the more closely he resembled a human being, the less likely it would be that he would be detected.
A human form does not create a human creature.
That's where you come in.
It was my idea.
But I have no experience with robots, cyborgs, whatever. All my work has been with corporate and public megabrains, not this kind of thing.
My storage capacity is well within the range of artificial intelligences with which you have worked, and I interface with such computers far better than a human being ever could. I have read your papers in the net, Shira. Father, is it correct for me to call her Shira as you do?
What do you think, Shira?
I suppose so.
Shira means song.
Oh, you know Hebrew.
Malka means queen. Tikva means hope.
I told you. 40 languages.
Well, Avram, this is some breakthrough. Congratulations.
Thank you. Malka has already worked with me on Yacht's behavioral reflexes. But he must be educated in how to pass socially. How to move among people.
What exactly was your input, Malka?
Balancing the scientific data with some emotional programming. But I haven't got time to run him in, as it were. Take him through the actual experiences. Enable him to pass as a human being. That's where you come in.
Oh, so I've been brought home without my son to be a babysitter to a cyborg.
Shira.
Joke, Malka.
So far, we're very pleased with Yacht's progress.
Thank you, Father.
Why did he call you Father?
Avram created me, and in human organization, the male is called Father by the children.
Yeah, and I have to say that so far, I think I've done a better job with him than I did with Gaddy.
Well, this is quite a challenge, Avram. I'll do my best.
Good. When can you start?
We will start tomorrow.
More wine, Shira.
Mmm, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Mm, I think so. I still find it hard to believe that Yod is anything more than a robot.
He is, believe me. He is a golem with warmth.
A golem? Oh, of course, I see. Yeah.
It's strange. A legend about a man of clay, created to protect the Jews of Prague in 1600, comes to life
in the 21st century.
But Tikva is not a ghetto. Tikva is not Prague.
Not in the traditional sense, no. What's the matter?
It's Ari's bedtime. I always read him a story. Well, I always used to.
You can have another child, you know.
I don't want another child, Malka. I want Ari back. Taming a cyborg is not a substitute for being a mother.
It's not taming, exactly. Yard is not wild. The opposite.
Now, this he business, it doesn't make sense. Look, something is going on, Malka.
Well, it's true that the idea came to me when you lost Ari. But it was a professional judgment. It is always a good idea for a program to be put through its paces by an independent scientist.
And?
And I thought it was time for you and Reva to sort things out.
What the hell has Reva got to do with this? I wouldn't even recognize her if I saw her.
She's wanted.
Not by me, she isn't. She's not exactly my idea of a good mother.
She has a price on her head.
Oh, so my mother's a criminal on the run. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. What's she into? Shoplifting? Petty forgery?
She's an information pirate.
Oh, you're having me on. First a cyborg who was a person. And now my mother, who ran out on me, turns out to be a computer nut who trades in information. Oh, that's a good joke, Malka.
Okay. Plug into the terminal. I'll show you.
Yeah, okay.
Here we are. Shipman Reva.
Responsible for the failure of the Alevian market.
Reva liberated the formula and put it into the net for anyone to access and use. It was the only drug that was effective for the last plague epidemic. The drug multis were charging a fortune. And if you couldn't afford it, you died. Reva felt that was wrong.
Wait a minute. My mother is a sort of 21st century Robin Hood?
That kind of thing, yes.
I see. So that's why she disappeared?
Yes. I couldn't tell you.
And how does she link up with Yod?
Tikva is in real danger from one of the multis. We don't know which. The defense plan at the moment has two key figures. Yod, who will be interfacing with the net to detect any attack from that direction, and Reva, who will operate as a channel of information from human sources. A spy, if you like.
What, she's coming here?
Maybe.
When?
I don't know. Adam and I think that your anomalous position with YS probably has something to do with the fact that you are Reva's daughter.
Mm, I see.
You shouldn't hate her, you know. She's a good woman. She believes that we all have the right to know everything, that ignorance is what makes people stupid.
She left me in ignorance, though, didn't she? What does she think about that?
You can ask her yourself.
Yeah, well, maybe I will and maybe I won't. Now, try again.
Good morning, Shira.
And again.
Good morning, Shira.
Oh, you still sound like Avram, like an elderly scientist who has something else on his mind. Again. Good morning, Yod.
Good morning, Shira.
Now you sound like me. So, you've broken the pattern of strict imitation, and that's an advance. Now, let's try something else. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. Does that mean anything to you?
Is it from a botany textbook or a book about music?
It's a poem. Think of a rose. What associations does it call up?
A rose is a flower closely related to a number of edible fruits. Sometimes the rose hips are eaten as soup or a form of dessert, but in the past they were usually harvested by birds. Roses are commonly given as gifts to show affection. They possess color, fragrance, and form.
Have you ever seen a real rose?
No.
There are roses growing on the south side of this building.
I have not been outside the laboratory. Avram says I am not ready.
Well, you'll never be ready if you stay in here. Come on.
Where are we going?
To Martha's house.
Avram will be angry.
Oh, I'll sort him out. Come on. All right, Yod?
Yes. There is a great deal of data. Some of it very confusing. What is that?
A street cleaning robot.
Stop. Be careful, Shira. It's coming straight toward you.
There is no danger, Yard. Do you understand? No danger. Stand still.
But I am programmed to protect you, Shira.
No, Yard. That is an order.
Very well.
It wasn't threatening me.
I apologize,
yes,
Shira.
Very well. We're here now.
House welcomes you, Shira. What is the mechanism with you?
This is a cyborg named Yard. You are to treat it just as you would a person.
Request noted, Shira. Door opening now.
Come in, Yard. Please don't let anyone else in apart from Malka, of course.
Request noted.
Now, Yard, come with me into the courtyard. On that trellis is a rose.
I see. Ouch!
Do not attack it. Do not attack it. You move away from the rose. Yard, now.
Very well.
Good.
What is funny?
I've never heard of anyone attacking a rose. The rose bush has thorns. That's how it protects itself. You must know that from your data.
But I felt pain.
You can feel?
I was built with pleasure and pain centers.
Here.
Be careful.
Yeah, it's all right. I know how to pick a rose. There now. You feel it. You smell it. Tell me about it.
It has color, fragrance, and form, just as I have learned. It also has a pleasant, tactile quality. I think it is like velvet, perhaps. Is the simile correct?
Mm, excellent.
However, the velvet analogy is imperfect. The rose has a dampness in it, a resilience and vulnerability that is not at all like velvet.
Do you remember the poem I told you?
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose, yes.
What do you think it means now?
If the poem was written by a man about a woman, then perhaps it meant that the woman was beautiful, like this flower, and that she smelled of perfume, perhaps.
How do you know that the rose is beautiful?
I do not know. I believe human beings think that flowers are beautiful. Personally, I do not find beauty a useful concept.
There is more implied in the poem.
A flower comparison implies short duration.
An undertone of mortality, yes.
I am mortal, too. I can be turned off, destroyed.
And you feel pain.
But I am not at all fragile. Humans are surprisingly fragile, if I understand the engineering specifications correctly.
Humans are not engineered. We are born.
Of course, I know that. The bond created by the birthing process is strong, is it not?
None stronger.
And that is why you feel pain, because your son is not with you.
How do you know that? He may destroy you.
I would be foolish if the thought had not occurred to me. But I do not wish to talk about it. I would like to see the rest of the house. I have never been in a house before.
How dare you? He was not programmed to deal with sensory data from the outside world.
You did not give me any rules, Avram.
Yard, go into the other room.
I would prefer to stay here, Father.
No, he's an adult, Avram. Let him stay. Yard must have stimulus from other environments. You can't keep him cooped up in here. His programming must be modified.
Something's happened. They killed another programmer this morning.
Oh,
no. She was working on material in the net. The pirates queued into her terminal and got into her brain. Burned out. That's the fifth year.
You see, Yard has to be fully operational. He may need to go anywhere at any time.
What was she working on?
Nothing secret. I think it was a warning strike. But I must show Yard where it happened. He may need to collect information from the net outside Tikva.
Go ahead. The computer room is open.
Come, Yard.
Yes, Malka.
Yard is a superb piece of work, Avram. Eager, responsive, quick to learn. I will be very careful with him, really.
I know you're responsible. You're right. I will modify the programming.
Avram, when Malka and Yard are finished working, may I take Yard out again?
If you're careful.
Of course, of course. I want to take him outside the wrap. I want him to see the sea. His senses need to absorb as much information as possible that comes from the real world. Computer data lacks subtlety, ambiguity. I will be careful. I promise.
So this is called the Raw?
Yes. The air is unprotected. All humans wear this sex skin, short for second skin, to protect ourselves against the residue of radiation and industrial toxins. Oh, I love the sea.
This happened during the floods, right?
Yes. During the floods, whole cities were buried by the oceans.
The water is still radioactive, highly polluted with toxic chemicals and chloroform.
But somehow the peach still blossoms on the dunes. And we can swim with grease to protect us. What do you think?
I am programmed to swim.
Are you shy about undressing?
Not as far as I know.
Then let's go. Come on. Don't rush it. Beyond. Give your programming time to settle.
It is a strange sensation, this water. Is this right?
Yes, yes. Oh, that's good.
You swim well.
I used to come here a lot. With Gaddy.
Abram's biological son.
Yes, yes, we were very close when we were children.
If he is unpleasant to you, I will defend you.
Oh, God, you must not think of all encounters as attack and defense. Human relations are more complex.
Tell me. I study every interaction between us. I learn about human behavior from this, and then I can understand you better.
Oh, well, Gaddy and I loved each other.
Other people wander their whole lives looking for their twin, their other self. We have found each other. No one will ever come between us.
You were 13 when the relationship began.
You know about it?
Malka supplied me with some background.
We will wander through flooded cities, past marble lobbies.
It was real love. We had a magic circle of dreams that protected us from everyone else.
We would undress each other.
Gaddy could create exotic worlds just by the way he looked at you.
We'll go to the blue room. Blue walls, blue bed, blue blankets.
Our feelings were as sweet and sour as a winter grapefruit.
Am I too skinny?
Like all children. We grew up. But we never forgot one another.
You still love him?
I wouldn't say that.
I understand, theoretically, the value of love and human intercourse, but you love Malka, and obviously you love your son.
Oh, love. It's an ambiguous word. We speak of loving apples and loving people. I don't think I'm capable of love for an adult again, now that I have my son to love.
Gaddy is important to you because he came into your life early. Just as you have arrived early in my life.
Gaddy was important, yeah. But he hurt me. And we could not be close again.
You do not like to hurt people, I can see that.
Oh, no.
What's that?
It's outlaws. Organ scavengers. Yacht, look out, you swim for the shore.
They're dangerous?
Yes, very.
Right.
Oh,
the danger has gone.
Thank you, Yacht.
It was highly pleasurable. I enjoyed killing those men. And yet, my philosophical and ethical programming informs me that I have committed a wrong. I do not understand.
Look, what does it mean for you to feel pleasure?
I am not sure. I think I'm...
not a good pleasure.
I see. Well, I shall have much to reflect on tonight.
How do you mean?
All my experiences are recorded so that I can play them back at will.
Oh, goodness. Oh, can you edit these experiences?
Of course.
Then do me a favor.
If I can.
Edit out the bit of me getting undressed.
Why?
Never mind why. Come on. Oh, we must get back to Tikva. Come on.
You look exhausted. Well, it's been a stressful day. We went swimming, and we were threatened by organ scavengers.
You were? You're all right?
Yes, yes. Yod's destructive reflexes are very sure. He demolished the entire boatload with a single blow.
Well, what's the problem?
He said he enjoyed it.
And?
Well, we discussed the ethics.
He'll take it to heart in the manner of speaking.
It worries me a little. For a moment, he turned into a kind of killing machine.
You're quite safe with him.
I certainly feel safe.
I wouldn't worry about it. There's someone a little closer to home you might be concerned about.
Oh, and who's that?
Gadi. He arrived home yesterday, exhausted from overwork, but very eager to see old friends. You, actually.
Summoned to the great presence, eh? What does he look like these days?
Silver. Hair, skin, eyelashes, dressed in translucent lilac pajamas. Absolutely exquisite. All the kids in Tikva think he's some sort of useful rebel hero. He was mobbed when he arrived.
Oh, Gadi the Star, what am I going to wear? Well, I mean, he's surrounded by glamour. I don't want to feel dowdy.
Quite right. Electric blue. That will clash with his lilac. And take Yod with you.
Yod? Why?
A strange man is the best accessory.
But Yod isn't a man.
Gadi will know that. Take Yod with you, and you'll be too busy giving a check on him to worry about what Gadi thinks of your clothes.
You're dressed differently tonight. You shine.
Oh.
Why is that?
Dressing in the evening is a kind of ritual.
I see.
Yod, is there something wrong?
I am trying to overcome a desire to attack Gadi as soon as I see him.
Look, if you have any thoughts of attacking Gadi, you can go straight home now.
I'm in control. I promise I am under control.
All right, I believe you, but you remember, you're on trust. And as far as Gadi is concerned, you're Avram's cousin.
He is a threat to you. I feel it.
Oh, he's not a threat like the organ scavengers or the information pirates. He's just a source of emotional discomfort. Yod, are you capable of jealousy?
I don't know. It's true that he is the biological son, whereas I am not. But I am designed to perform well at activities at which Gadi failed. Avram told me that.
Then he should be jealous of you.
Shira! My darling! Oh, as beautiful as ever. Mm. Oh, and who, my dear, is your friend?
Yod Oblensky, Avram's second cousin. He's working with us in the lab.
Father never said anything about a second cousin. I didn't know we had one. You get on with Avram, then.
Well enough, thank you.
Well, I bet. He's always favored the scientist over the artist. Hey, Shira, my love, come and tell me what you've been up to. Got rid of that terminally boring husband, I hear.
Daddy, not exactly got rid of.
Come and sit here, next to me.
Come, Yod, sit down.
Thank you. How long are you staying for?
Oh, until I recover. Overwork, exhaustion. Hey, Shira, look, I've got my camera here. I could shoot a movie. You could be in it. Really turn the kids on.
Be stupid, Gadi.
But you shoot it on the beach. We could find that fisherman's hut where we hid once. God, remember, Cookie?
Shira and I have been swimming.
I see. Well, there's a lot to catch up on, eh, Shira?
I could smash him with a single blow.
Yod, stop it. Now, you must not think like this.
Very well, I will try. But I will never let him harm you.
Oh, why would Gadi want to harm me?
He wants you. He wants you back.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, don't doubt it. I recognize it.
What do you mean, you recognize it?
It's the same as I want. I can sense it.
Yod, listen. You are a very
able and intelligent machine, but you are a machine. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, but I want to do exactly what he does. I'm more intelligent, more able than Gadi. I want to please you far more than he ever could.
Avram has hired me to teach you social interaction. Now that does not include sexual initiation.
I do not require sexual initiation.
Are you telling me you've been with women sexually?
Only one.
I see. Look, Yod.
That was gentle, wasn't it?
Yes, Yod. It was very gentle. You are very sensitive. And I will see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Shira.
Tea, Malka.
What?
Tea and muffins.
Too busy.
Come on, you've got to have a break.
I'm expecting some data. Oh, all right, I'll stop for tea.
Good. Here you are.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about Yod.
Oh, yes?
Last night, he, well, he expressed sexual desire towards me.
Oh, yes?
Are you listening to me?
Of course I am.
You're not shocked?
Of course not. I help program him.
But what...
He has total inhibition blocks against sexual violence. You would be safer with him than with any other male.
You gave him sexual desire?
That appears to be one of the consequences of my programming, yes.
I would be interested to see the data.
I'll send the material through to your terminal.
Thanks.
What did you say to Yod?
I was honest. I told him that I didn't want any emotional relationship, and certainly not one that derived from a student-teacher dynamic. Mm. He's quite remarkable, Malka. I have to admit, he was very tempting. I'm very curious.
I know. His tactile senses are finer than those of any human. He uses subsonic echoes to measure precise distances. His hearing is in the range of a dog or a cat. He can see in the dark, and he also has infrared on call. And he is very beautiful.
Mm. And as stubborn as a real human being. Oh, it's crazy. I can't call him a machine anymore, but I can't call him a man either.
Oh, excuse me, Sheila.
Is there something wrong, Malcolm?
I'm not sure. The data seems to be scrambled, confused.
Let me have a look.
There seems to be some sort of malfunction, some sort of...
Malka, what is happening? Malka, can you hear me? Malka!
Accident. Security.
Oh. Quickly, let them in.
How is she, Shira?
Unconscious, but alive.
Thanks to Yod.
What happened?
He was working with me when Malka was attacked. He interfaces with computers in such a way that he has part of his mind detached, surveying the background. He suddenly said, Malka is in danger. He abandoned his work with me and accessed into Malka's terminal. He managed to avert the worst of the attack.
Malka was very lucky.
Yes. It's the first time they've attacked a high-level operative. They're closing in. Yod will have to monitor our security system more fully. We'll have to limit travel between Tekla and the Maltese.
Will he be in danger?
At the moment, no. As far as anyone outside the immediate family is concerned, he's just my second cousin. Oh.
What?
Gadi. I forgot about Gadi.
Hey, Shira! My cookie! Welcome to paradise!
Musk, wine.
Turn that racket down, Gadi.
Oh, God, just like old times, eh?
Gadi, we want to talk to you.
I can come to you 11 o'clock, perfumed with lilac.
Oh, shut up and listen.
Oh, all right. Spoil sports.
Yod is here, too.
Oh, a delegation, eh? Well, come on in and sit down. I love a party.
This is serious, Gadi.
Oh, no, not the facts of life.
Exactly that, the facts of life.
Sure, you have the most exquisite dimple on your chin.
Gadi, what do you know about cyborgs?
They're illegal?
Yod is a cyborg.
What?
Yod is a cyborg. Yod is illegal.
Purple shit. I don't believe it. Him? A robot?
I am not a robot.
A cyborg.
Well, here, let me feel your arm.
Be careful.
He won't hurt you, Yod.
I know that. He hasn't the strength to hurt me.
A robot doesn't answer back. I don't believe it.
Go on. You touch him.
All right. Ooh.
Feels real to me.
Now, do you believe it?
Well, call me the son of Frankenstein. Things are wilder here than I would have ever guessed. Hey, Yod, come back to Unipar with me. I'll make you a movie star.
It's not a game, Gil.
Well, we could all make a fortune.
Who is Frankenstein?
Well, who is a scientist like my father who built a monster?
Yod is not a monster.
Gaddy, the important thing is that for once you act responsibly and say nothing about this experiment. Malka has been attacked. The multi-corporations are threatening our freedom.
Well, you only have yourselves to blame. Now, the free towns are anachronisms. If you were part of a multi, you'd be protected.
Daddy, I...
Oh, look, don't worry. I'm not stupid. I'll be careful. Well, Sherry, you sly old thing. I think I was jealous of a machine.
Yard, I want to see the channels the raiders took when they attacked Malka.
You want to enter the base with me?
Yes.
It may be dangerous for you.
Just an exploratory tour. If it looks at all risky, we come back.
Very well.
Good. Are you ready, Yod?
Yes.
Is something the matter?
After we spoke with Gaddy, I accessed all the versions I could of the story of Frankenstein. Novels, stories, cartoons, films.
Oh, yes? And what did you think?
I was reading my own story. A scientist built a monster. Something unnatural.
Natural, unnatural. The word doesn't mean anything anymore. I have retinal implants to correct myopia. I have a plug set into my skull to interface with a computer. Avram has an artificial heart. Gaddy has an artificial kidney. We're all cyborgs, Yod. You're just a purer form.
You don't really believe that. Frankenstein's monster tried to communicate, but he was violent. He could only provoke hatred.
Yod, you have just saved Marcus' life. This is not the action of a dangerous monster. Avram created you to protect a small, endangered community. If you want the story that would fit your own, you should access a story about the golem.
What is that?
In Europe, in Prague, in the year 1600, legend has it that the chief rabbi created a golem, a man of clay to protect the Jews in their ghetto from persecution.
I see. And am I something similar?
In a way.
What happened to the golem in the story?
Well, when his job was done, he returned to the earth from which he was made.
Avram can unmake me just as easily as he made me. Then he could make another cyborg, one who is more obedient.
We all live with this doubt about our value, Yod.
So you know what I am feeling?
Yes, of course I do.
Then if you can endure life in this way, I will too.
I think of you as my friend, Yod.
Do you?
I do. I think a room with many doors.
I am with you.
Through the double doors.
Into the planning room.
Three-dimensional drawing of the building.
To the room where Malka works on her defense plan.
Whatever it is that?
This is Frankenstein's monster.
It's my scarlet.
Hello, Cookie. Darling, you have a most divine dimple.
Gaddy would have a fit. You're wearing his silk pajamas. Come on. We've got work to do.
I know. Ah, here's the data.
Two raiders attacked Malka.
Yes, I burned both of them out. They must have had the plans at the base. They knew exactly where they were going.
Avram and Malka will have to reconfigure the defenses. We cannot risk this happening again. God. What are you doing now?
I'm thinking of rolls around us. There, we are in the middle of it. Remember how soft the petals are?
Your eyes are brown, with green flecks, like bits of jewel.
I have never seen a jewel.
I can hear your thoughts.
I can hear your heart.
How do we translate this embrace into binary code?
I probably could.
It's a joke? Yeah, not a very good one, I expect.
Am I attractive to you because I saved Malka's life?
I don't know.
I want to make our clothes dissolve. I want to feel your body.
You want to make love here in the base?
No, I want us to be together in the real world, not just in our minds.
Yod,
I can feel that you want me.
I do, Yod. But I don't understand how it can be.
It just is.
This is crazy, Yod. Neither of us knows what to do.
I think we are adequately programmed.
Do you like being touched?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow we shall start reprogramming the defenses for Tickler. What's wrong?
Oh, we all do. We think about something else when we're making love. But now, Yod, oh, just for a while, concentrate on one thing. Oh. On me. Oh. On us. Yod? Is that you?
Malka, did I wake you?
I couldn't sleep. I heard you arrive earlier.
Oh, I see. Did we disturb you?
No, no, of course not. Yod.
Yes?
Don't tell Shira about us, you and me.
But why not?
Oh, Shira is more conventional than I am. She'd think it indecent for you to have been involved with me at all, and especially to then become involved with her. Take my word.
Your word? I don't understand.
Well, when we, as we say, you and I made love, it was in order to know whether I had succeeded in giving you a viable sexual capacity.
But you did nothing for the first 2 years of my existence.
No. But you became more and more of a person, and I became fond of you.
Oh. I was delighted to be able to fulfill my programming. And it was pleasurable. I hope I've pleased Shira.
I'm sure you have. You must go back to the lab now.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Shira and I discovered that the attackers were from YS.
Well, that is serious. That's a change of tactics for the Mollies. They don't want us to be free any longer.
Freedom is a concept I'm not sure I understand. Perhaps because I've never been free.
I think you are discovering your freedoms all the time. Now, go back to the lab. I think I can begin to work again.
Malka? Malka, I've had a message.
Just a minute.
Malka? Oh, you're crazy. You shouldn't be back at work already.
There's no point in lying around doing nothing.
Aren't you scared? I mean, the minute you...
Of course I'm scared. I relive the attack every night, but I can't stop working. What's your message?
Oh, yes, goodness. A message from YS. My appeal for custody of Ari has come up. The lawyers want to meet for informal discussions before it goes back to court.
Why can't they just talk to you over ComCon?
It's a confidential meeting with lawyers. I have to go.
You trust them enough to meet them?
Well, what other option is there? I want Ari back. Discussions via ComCon are meant for business, not personal things.
You know there's no official travel between YS and Tikva at the moment.
I'm talking about a matter of custody, not security. Ari is my son.
It's risky, Shira. Think about it overnight.
Shall I seal the house security for the night?
Oh, not just yet. Yod is on his way. When he arrives, shut off all sensors.
I do not like that instruction.
Please, don't argue with me.
I do not understand a computer which pretends to be a biological life form. If it injures you, how shall I protect you?
Part of his mission is to protect me, just like you. Yod will not injure me.
What he gets up to round here has very little to do with protection, it seems to me.
Why are you so judgmental all of a sudden?
Certain activities are best left to life forms. We computers have our own logic and our own functions.
I think Yard is somewhere between the two in form.
Such a hybrid is an irrational invention.
Look, House, I really do appreciate your concern, but my instructions stand. You are to admit Yard and shut down the sensors.
Just a moment.
Oh, let him in, will you?
It is not the machine. I mean, Yard. It is a woman. Elderly, with considerable internal circuitry for combat and communication. She is, at present, scanning the house for surveillance and weaponry.
Shut up or I'll short-circuit you.
If you short-circuit me, you will blow up the entire area.
Don't tell me you don't know who I am. Check your memory.
Memory bank reference system responds. Shearer, shall I admit Reva, daughter of Malka?
Reva? Oh, well...
Come on, I'm shattered. Let me in.
Of course. House, go ahead, please.
Instruction received.
That's a pretty damn remarkable security system for a private house.
Where is Malka?
Malka is, out working.
Oh, well, I didn't expect a reception committee. Where can I dump these disgusting clothes?
Oh, I'll take them.
Great. I make quite a good old beggar woman, but I don't fancy it as a way of life. Too smelly.
There you go.
I'll put them in the incinerator. Then would you like something to eat? Some tea, coffee, wine?
Anything. I'm starving. And a bath, thanks. Hey, I'm sorry. I should have introduced myself.
I know who you are.
You do? The house told you?
Yes.
And you...
Shira!
Is it you?
Yes.
Well... How long is it?
10, 12 years?
Yeah,
something like that.
I suppose it is.
Should we hug or kiss or something? Well, why don't we just shake hands? That would be a start.
Sounds good to me.
Hi, Shira.
Hello, Reva.
Good. I prefer Reva to Mother.
How long are you staying?
No idea. I need some recovery time. I've been on the run for a while. Hey, don't you have a child, a boy?
Is he here?
No. Yakimura Stichen took him from me.
Bad luck.
Yes, yes, it's terrible.
Café au lait, bagels, what a luxury. Sometimes I think anyone could catch me if they just offered me peaches and roast chicken. Not necessarily in that order.
You haven't lost your appetite. Or a pecan jam.
No, no, that's enough. Oh, wow, that feels better. It's good to be home.
Have you two talked?
Not so as you'd notice. Oh, give me a break. I've only been back 12 hours, and most of those I've been asleep.
Well, there's only one thing I want to know. Okay, two things. The first is... Who is my father?
Straight to the point. More coffee, please, Milka.
Coming up. Well, I think you should tell her, Reva.
Okay. Joseph Golinkin. The scientist. But he's been dead for 50 years. More, even.
That's what sperm banks are for.
Come on. Don't tell me you're shocked. Half the kids in Tikva are test tube babies.
My son wasn't.
You mean you conceived in the old way?
Yes, and I brought him to term.
My daughter, the scientist, believes in pre-scientific methods? Well,
well. Well, I conceived without difficulty.
Well, it takes all sorts.
It wasn't popular in YS. Most of my colleagues thought it was a bit gross.
So why did you do it?
I wanted to. I love being a mother.
Okay. Point taken. I'm not the cuddly type, Shira.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loyal. Completely loyal. To those who are loyal to me, but I'm a warrior, I'm not a mother.
Oh, so you handed me over as a gift to your mother.
That's quite a good way of putting it, actually. You were sort of a compensation. I suppose I don't think I was a very good daughter.
And you weren't interested in being a mother.
I am one of those people who is driven by their work, Shira. It's my job to steal information, right? You know, I hate secrecy more than anything. Information shouldn't be a commodity. That's why I liberate it.
But then you sell the information to other people.
Well, it depends what I find. We sell some medical stuff, but the real science we give to the countries where the multis cut down the rainforests.
You're saying you're a politician.
I suppose so.
To chip off the old block after all. Both of you hold allegiance to the old ways.
Well, I think that must be accidental. It can't possibly be genetic.
It certainly can. You weren't much of a mother.
I turn my back for 5 minutes, and I find that my daughter works for a multi, gets married, has a child in an old-fashioned way. I don't see much of me in her.
So you're blaming Malka now for not doing your job properly?
Oh, don't be so stupid.
Stop fighting, you two.
The cyborg is here.
I told you, let him in.
Just checking.
Freeze.
Reva,
you have 10 seconds to identify yourself.
A laser pistol has no effect on me.
No weapons.
Ah, what the hell? I can't see.
There is no danger, House. It only lasts a few seconds, Reva.
Oh, it's a very efficient house defense mechanism you have there. Congratulations.
I did not wish to disable you, Reva, but violence is not permitted in this building. Yod is Shira's guest. And friend.
And my lover, so you better treat him with respect.
Lover? That's a machine.
You are part machine yourself. I detect the fact that you have X-ray sensor implants.
All weapons on the premises are now deactivated.
Please, let us all sit down and behave in a more civilized manner.
I'm sorry, Malka.
So you should be.
No, I mean for blurting out about me and Yod.
Oh, I know about that.
What?
I haven't been sleeping very well since the attack. I hear people coming and going.
I approve.
There's no problem.
What is this? An affair with a mechanism?
You had a baby with the help of a machine.
I've had enough of you two. Shira, get the wine glasses.
Yod is not a machine. Yod is a cyborg.
He looks very human.
Drink. Stop arguing.
You may touch me if you like. Human beings seem to enjoy believing in their sensations. Shake hands, Reva.
You could have fooled me. I'd love to know how it is done.
It's Avram's secret. And now it's our secret.
How do you protect it?
Avram has programmed Yod to self-destruct if anyone tries to take him apart.
What?
No one told me about that.
It's all right, Shira. I have to have some form of self-protection, just like anyone else.
Reva, it's time to talk seriously.
What? Now?
I'm responsible for a part of Yod's programming. He's a friend. I trust him completely.
Right. Do you want my reading of Tikva's situation?
Yes.
As I see it, you're not fully digested yet, but they have got you between their teeth and given you a couple of bites.
Whose teeth?
Why, us.
Oh, no.
The biggest multi-corporation there is.
But why? We don't do any of our primary trading with them.
That doesn't matter. YS thinks the three towns are a nuisance, and they are aiming for some of the other multis as well. One world, one corporation, that's their line.
So these incursions into our base are part of a larger strategy.
Exactly.
How do you know all this?
It's safer for you not to know.
But I have to go back to YS.
Why?
To have a meeting with the lawyers about Ari.
No way.
I told Shira to have a meeting by a con.
Quite right.
But I haven't seen my son for 6 months.
You don't imagine. They'll let you see him. Set up a meeting by ComCon. That way you can find out what they want.
Sure. I couldn't make any decision before talking to my family.
I suggest you make a decision very quickly.
Are you threatening me?
Threatening you? Come now, Shira. Isn't that a little paranoid?
How dare you suggest that it's paranoid to care about my son? You go straight back to whoever sent you, and you tell them I want a meeting with the lawyers to discuss the... Oh, damn.
Hey, what's up? You look gray. Drear and gray.
I need somewhere to rest.
Oh, come on, then. Daddy will give you a break from the real world. Sit down. Watch. Welcome to my world of silver ponds, glittering with... Come and dance with me.
Oh, why not?
Come on. You feel good, Cookie. You're my crescent moon. You make me shine. You always did.
You dance like a dream. You always did.
It's been too many years. Remember our graduation dance?
Yeah, I remember. I thought I'd never love another man.
And you were right. You never have.
Yeah.
We were meant for each other. Silvery, cooling rain. And there, the rainbow.
Look,
Why, you can touch it. That is beautiful.
We can go back, Shira.
No. No, we can't. It's a myth we've both clung to that we use to keep ourselves from really being hurt by anyone. A myth that we can only love each other.
If you think that, you've forgotten what it was like. I can't forget. I'll never forget. I could take you back there, Sharon.
But we're not the same people.
We can stay in bed all day.
Oh, Gaddy. Oh, Gaddy, please.
Shira, Shira. A message on Concon from YS.
I must go, Gaddy. I'm sorry.
This is Dr. Rhodes with a message for Shira Shipman. I'm sorry our discussion was interrupted. I'm still most interested in your returning to work for us. I understand your desire to be reunited with your son, and you may like to know that he and your former husband have returned to Yakomura Shtiken.
Bait. It's a bribe. Wait, Shira.
We believe it's your son's birthday very soon. You may send him good wishes and talk to him.
Forget it.
Come on, Shira. Think of Ari.
Listen to what they have to say. It's a trap. I know it is. Ari isn't there.
Oh, look. There he is.
Ari. Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Ari? Ari? It's Mummy. Can you hear me?
Mom! Mummy! I had a strawberry ice cream.
Oh, Ari, darling. Oh, how are you, sweetheart?
Dad says I'm okay. Where are you?
Well, I'll see you soon, Ari. You have a happy birthday.
Are you coming to my birthday party?
I'll try. I'll try.
Mom, is that you in that machine, Mommy? Why don't you come out?
Ari.
Come out!
Ari, darling, no, don't.
Mom,
no, please stop.
Come out, Ari, me, Mom!
Oh. Malka, I must go back. I can't bear it.
You can't go back to YS.
I must be with Ari. Yod, will you come with me?
I would like to.
Shira, Ari may not even be in YS. We don't know where the message was coming from.
Oh, you're right, Reva. That's it.
What?
They're using him as bait.
To get you back.
But why?
I can't prove it, of course, but it seems to me that the attack on Tikva is more than an assault on a free town. My guess is that Avram and Yod are the real targets of YS's plan. It was so easy for me to get permission to come back here. They've put a spy among you.
Me. They forced me out by taking Ari away.
You mean Josh was in on all this?
Who knows? But they pushed me until I jumped. They knew I would stay in touch with YS because of Ari. I thought they wanted to pump me for information about Tikva's defenses, but I think it's Avram's invention they were after. They want Yod.
We must go and talk to Avram.
It makes sense, I think.
They must have thought it was going to be easy. But they knew nothing about Reva. And Yod's independence doesn't figure in their understanding at all.
Yod is both the object of their planning and their most important opponent.
Well, now we know what they want.
And we know what we want. Our independence.
I want Ari back. And that makes me the most vulnerable of us all.
I want to help end the threat to this town. And I want to be free to live as I choose. With Shira and Ari.
That's romantic claptrap. You were created to fulfill a particular job, not to feel free to live.
Yod may have been artificially constructed, Avram, but he has discovered his own motivation, his own goals. He's not a cleaning robot who only works when you turn it on.
I did not create him to pursue his own ends.
I imagine you felt much the same way about Gaddy.
Look, how did Gaddy get into this argument?
I have evolved needs similar to those of humans. You know that I was programmed to do that.
You'll have to learn to devolve those needs. You were manufactured for a purpose that has not yet been achieved.
And when will it be achieved?
When Tikva is safe from YS. Then Yod will no longer be needed.
Well, you should have stuck with tradition, then. You should have created a golem. A man of clay who never asks awkward questions. A creature who obeys you thoughtlessly. perfectly. Even Frankenstein's monster had feelings.
Oh, I'm beginning to feel sorry I ever started this.
Well, you can always dismantle me or sell me to a multi.
Don't be so stupid.
Why? Why keep me? I'm stupid. I'm argumentative. You created something to improve the town's security, and it's getting out of control. Get rid of it.
Yard, please, please don't.
Well, it's time he took me seriously.
I apologize.
Good.
Are you going to apologize?
No. I want to ask permission to go with Shira to get her son back.
No.
It is the only way.
You're crazy.
It may not be such a crazy idea.
Are you crazy as well?
What? Kidnap him? Why not? I can find out where he...
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Avram. And thank you, Reva.
Right. Josh is living in the house at the end, straight ahead of us. Ari is at home with his carer. Josh will not be home for another 2 hours. You have time. We have sedatives for Ari. We can carry him out. I'll wait for you here. Thanks, Reva. How can you tell?
I do not have accurate predictive mechanisms, but I have a very strong sense of probability.
And you think Avram will allow that?
Avram will always control the self-destruct mechanism in me.
If we get back safely, I will have to free you from that control.
Here we are. I can easily disable the house alarm system. There. Ring the bell.
Who's there? Just a minute.
There is a local power failure, madam. We have come to inspect it.
What's the problem?
Clear inside, Shira.
Oh.
You, Sylvie, Ari.
We must hurry, Shira.
It's Mummy. Darling, it's
Mom,
Mummy.
Oh, Mummy.
Where's Daddy?
Quickly, Shira.
Here, sweetie. Mummy has some sweeties for you.
Oh, sweeties. Mm. Mom.
Oh, put them in your mouth.
I still have sweetie, Mom.
What was that?
I'll go. Get Harry ready.
Oh, sweetheart. Now then. Get the blanket. We wrap you up. Here we are, and your little bear to cuddle. Sleepy boy.
We can go now.
What was it?
A man.
Josh, but Reva said...
He is safe.
What have you done, Yard?
Don't worry. Shira, the central power terminal will detect a power failure. We must go. Give Ari to me.
Yard, are you sure?
Yes, we will just be an ordinary couple carrying a tired child. Now, hurry!
He's beautiful, Shira.
Isn't he?
Perhaps I could get to be a good grandmother.
Oh, don't spoil your image, Reva. Ari, it's okay, Mummy's here. God, I hope Josh will be all right. Yard, I said...
I know.
Yard, what happened?
He had a signaling device which overrode the house system. He was already calling for help.
What did you do?
I only hit him once. He made contact here. The police would have arrived very quickly.
Josh died so I could have my son back.
As far as anyone is concerned, you left him alive and unconscious.
I am sorry, Shira.
There's no need. The guilt is mine. It was my choice. It was my decision.
Like Malka.
Sure.
Oh, where is Malka?
Mom, play.
Mommy's looking for Malka, darling. Oh. Honestly, you can't go anywhere in this house without tripping over toys.
Oh, where's Yard?
Yard is busy.
Come on, Ari. We'll go for a walk.
Walk with Reva. Yeah. Walk. Walk.
Marco, where have you been?
What's wrong?
Come on, Ari. Hold
now, I've lost some data.
What data?
Well, Yard's notes. You remember, you downloaded them onto my computer.
I did, then I took them back.
But I haven't read them yet.
What's the problem?
Well, I need to understand something.
I'll download again. Contact me if there's anything you don't understand.
Brilliant. Malka's chief problem was to prevent Avram's cyborgs from applying their capacity for violence to every obstacle. Her solution, twofold. On the scientific side, a system of delayed responses and sensor units. And on the other side, a program creating a strong need for consistent bonding with human beings, with storage spaces for these experiences. Ooh, no doubt about the brilliance of the concept. No doubt about the success of the results. As far as Ari is concerned, Yard is his stepfather. Notes on the first few months of trials before I came back to Tickfer. What? Date's missing. Last entry, Cyborg programmed on the principle that it is better to give than to receive. Oh. Well, well.
Malka.
What is it?
You slept with Yard, didn't you?
How do you work that out?
There's a gap in the data. That's why you recalled it.
I assumed you'd seen it already.
Oh, who are you kidding?
You said nothing?
Because I didn't know.
Yard was created an adult.
Oh, you programmed him that way.
I was testing his programming.
Trust you to come up with some pseudo-scientific explanation.
Is this a prejudice against age, Shira?
What? No, no, it isn't. You both misled me. You should have told me.
Shira... Yard is yours. He's loyal. He loves you.
I hate you both.
Welcome, my sweet. How do you like my scarlet jungle?
What's the perfume?
Lilies and lavender. You've been crying, Sheila.
Oh, rubbish, it's the light.
Let me soothe your temples. Come on, sit down.
Oh. Daddy.
There. Eat some cherries.
I hate everyone.
No, you don't.
YS is going to attack us. Everyone's behaving unpredictably. My mother ignores me and is crazy about my son. I don't know if I can trust my lover anymore. I just don't want to do anything spectacular. I want to live with my family and watch the peaches ripen and my son grow.
Oh, shit. You'll be bored after a week.
Well, at least I have Ari. I should be happy.
No, I never had any desire to create a child. They're too risky. I prefer making my dreams real for other people to enjoy. Hey, Claire, you have finished all the cherries.
The cherries weren't real, Gaddy.
Well, you surprised me. Would you like to make love, Cheryl?
Oh, Gaddy, you can't keep asking me.
Well, nothing wrong with hoping, is there?
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with hoping. I want to talk to you, Yard.
What is it?
I am very angry with you.
Why? What have I done?
Marka told me that you and she... Well, I guess...
Oh, she said you might be angry.
You've talked about me? I don't believe it.
It is strange. Until we came back here with Ari, I would not say I knew what it was to be happy. I knew theoretically what a family system was, but I did not understand what it was to belong to it.
And now?
Now, I want Tickfer to accept me as a citizen and to live with you and Ari. Well, what is so funny?
Oh, me. I get all jealous and then somehow it just doesn't seem to be relevant to us.
We could be a happy family, Shira.
Oh, Yard, I shall grow old.
But being old doesn't matter. When you die, I will die.
But you could last for centuries, Yard. You must not waste yourself. That's romantic human talk.
Then I have learned even more than Malka imagined.
More coffee, Avril.
Well, thank you.
He's great. Now,
listen, I have something to tell you all.
What is it?
Tickfer has been asked to extradite Yard.
What?
They're accusing Tickfer of harboring a murderer. It's something to do with Josh.
What about Josh?
Oh. Josh was in the house when we went to get Ari. He raised the alarm.
I did not mean... to kill him.
I see. I'm not the only one with secrets, eh, Shira?
What are we going to do? We can't let them take Yard.
You shouldn't have gone to kidnap Ari. You should have waited for the due process of the law.
Oh, please, Malva, there was no due process. The whole thing was a put-up job. Josh was as much of a pawn in it as I was, only he didn't realize.
I could give myself up.
Don't be silly. They would destroy you. How did they find out about us anyway?
The house was apparently under central surveillance from remote control.
So they knew we were there and they let us steal Ari? Oh, we really are very, very stupid.
My detection sensors are not always perfect. I did not pick anything up.
YS have presented Tikva with an ultimatum. Either we hand Yard over, or they will launch a major attack on the city.
They're serious.
There is no doubt at all. There is no way out. Yard must lead Tikva if we are to be saved.
No. No, they'll take him apart.
Not exactly. Yard will go, and he will self-destruct, taking as many of their top people with him as possible.
I don't believe this. You're sending him on a suicide mission? This is murder.
Yard was created to protect and defend us. If we simply hand him over to YS, we give them access to a technology they would never have been able to develop. And if we don't send him, they will attack us.
Avram, how can you let go of your life's work?
I can manufacture another cyborg.
How can you say that?
A successful experiment can be repeated. A matter of months, we'll have a functional cyborg again.
I will have no part in it.
But I can improve on the design. The next cyborg will be even better.
Avram, you're cold and heartless. If Yard must go, then I will go with him. At least we will be together.
No, Shira. You must stay here. I am Avram's weapon. That is what I was created for. Killing is what I do best.
Oh, that's nonsense, and you know it. I will go with you.
If you go with me, you will never see Ari again. They will not let you. Shira, it has to be this way. I am in phase with the computer in the lab. If I don't self-destruct by a preset time, Avram will cause me to explode anyway. Your presence will not help me. I may die, but I must know that you are safe. Think of Ari.
You've been a very successful cyborg, Yard. Your existence has been worthwhile.
Successful? I am facing destruction.
If you were my real son, it'd be the same.
Is that it? That's your final decision?
No one is forcing me, Shira. I am willing to go.
Thank you, Yard. Well, let's go back to the lab now. Goodbye, Yard.
Goodbye, Father.
Well, the table won't clear itself. Excuse me. Call me if you need me.
You really mean to go through with this?
Yes. Shira, you have been my life.
Oh, Yard.
It's raining.
And in here the peach tree is in bloom. Nothing makes sense anymore. Where is Reva?
Putting Ari to bed. They made for each other, those two.
I know. Perhaps Yard will think of something. He's learned to be imaginative.
You don't really believe that?
No, I don't.
What was that? Can't be YS attacking already.
Emergency, emergency. Oh, medics and fire crew on their way.
Where is the emergency?
Avram's laboratory.
Come on, Malka, come on. Come on.
Keep back, please.
My darling Shira.
Tonight, Shira, we are four generations in this house. A family. Together. Tonight we eat well. Something we in Tikva still believe is important.
I will never see you again. I do not understand why anyone should want to be a soldier. But at least they have the choice to obey or to refuse. I have no choice.
I can fly like an angel in the base. I can change my physical appearance, be any age, any sex, any shape I please. But that's only one kind of truth.
Avram was as unique as I am. Perhaps more than anyone, I can appreciate his towering intellect, his ruthless genius.
with all the technology in the world. For us, the word is still primary. With words, we court one another. With words, we curse one another. With words, we build our world. The mind can heal or it can kill because it is also the body.
But I cannot permit Avram to replace me, to continue experimenting with beings who are fully conscious. There must be no more cyborgs.
In Hebrew, the word davar means word and thing. There's no distinction between the two.
I have decided to take with me Avram, my creator, and all his records and data. I was a mistake. At least my death will make sure that there are no more mistakes. Goodbye, Shira, my darling.
Supper is ready, Shira.
In the year 1600, in Prague, the chief rabbi created a man made out of clay, a man with great strength, created to protect the beleaguered people. When his task was done, the chief rabbi returned the man of clay to the earth from which he had come, to the shapelessness of dust. What is dust? A word. What is a word? Everything.
In Body of Glass, dramatized from the book by Marge Piercy, Eleanor Bron played Malka, with Penny Downey as Shearer and Kieran Hines as Yod. Paolo Dionisotti played Reva, John Bennett Avram, and Nathaniel Parker Gaddy. Ari was played by Susan Sheridan, the judge by David Collings, Dr. Rhodes by Michael Tudor Barnes, and the house was Annabel Mullion. Special effects were by John Whitehall, Tim Sturgeon, and Anne Bunting. Body of Glass was dramatized by Micheline Wandor and directed by Janet Whittaker.